Let's go. Let's go.
This is Matt's Moment with Matt Moscona on Eagle 98.1. Presented by Good Eats Kitchen. Order online at mygoodeatskitchen.com.
I didn't see you at the microwave today.
I did have my buffalo chicken with sweet potato fries.
And you were supposed to bring me your slaw whenever you...
I forgot. I do, Michelle, I hate to say this, I throw it away.
Oh my gosh, it is so good.
I don't eat coleslaw.
It is, okay, let me explain. It is a blue cheese slaw that is so perfectly matched with buffalo chicken. I mean, I can't believe you don't. But anyway.
I'll give it to you from now on.
Okay,
yes. I totally forgot. My bad. But I don't eat coleslaw.
Okay.
So, well, like, when Coach Joe talks about eating slaw, I'm like,
wow.
That's the blemish on his record right now.
Wow, it is so good.
Don't do it. But Good Eats Kitchen, awesome stuff.
Yes, I had the shrimp, pimento stuffed shrimp mushrooms.
Oh, you didn't go with your Thai shrimp again?
No.
The coconut Thai shrimp?
I didn't have shrimp again today.
You're going to turn into a coconut Thai shrimp.
Probably so, but I'm out. But I will be ordering that whenever I make my order on Friday.
You don't say.
So Good Eats Kitchen is located in Baton Rouge, 3 spots and 1 in Lafayette, online at mygoodeatskitchen.com. It's absolutely fantastic, including the coleslaw. Mention Matt's Moment and get 20% off.
And go buy gift cards. In
yes,
store.
That's right. Gift cards. $50 gift card gets you a voucher for a meal for yourself.
So Ed Ogeron was on the SEC Coaches Teleconference this morning. He'll have his coaches show tonight here on Eagle 98.1. For the first time, Ed Ogeron did give a little more definition to the Michael Divinity situation, saying that if he were to return, it wouldn't be until the national championship game. Michelle, like, maybe it's irresponsible of me, but I'm just going to start saying it because I'm sick of tap dancing around it. Michael Divinity's serving a 6-game suspension. It's the same thing with Sadiq Charles. LSU has a drug testing policy. When you have multiple tests, you serve a half-season suspension, and in a 12-game season, that's 6 games. So that's why they kind of cherry-picked with Sadiq Charles with games he missed.
Right.
And Divinity's a senior. So if you just count it out, Bama, Ole Miss, Arkansas, A&M, SEC Championship, semifinal, that's 6 games. So theoretically, he could return for a national championship game in his hometown in New Orleans, which would be cool. I salute the kid for coming back to the team and sticking it out. Maybe even if he provides a veteran leadership, that's fantastic. But I also understand, Michelle, why LSU is always going to protect their student athletes, and I get that.
I support that, too.
It's why you're not going to have coaches and administrators openly talk about what the offense was. These are still college kids, and I totally respect that. I have very strong feelings about the drug testing policy to begin with, which I think is absurd because there is no uniformity, but maybe different topic, different day, long form. But if Divinity returns to the field, it wouldn't be until the national championship game. Also, LSU Hoops got a win last night. They beat UMBC. That's Maryland, Baltimore County.
Yeah.
They finally cut down on the turnovers. Still, 15 is too many, but it's down from 26 and 25 in their last 2 games, respectively. They now head to Jamaica. They had 2 games, one against Utah State and Rhode Island. Utah State is ranked 15th in the country. So this is a really good opportunity for the team to go on the road together, maybe get some camaraderie, and figure out some of the things that that Will Wade has had to figure out with this team as he's figuring out a new team with new players and how they all gel together. But coming up on Friday and then Sunday, they'll play their 2 games in Jamaica.